Zinzin picked me up on 15501 North. It was a real sunny day, and I was out with the "There Must Be Some Kind of Way Out of Here" blanket on. I was just walking down the road, putting my thumb out when I would hear cars coming up behind me, and not really looking back, and a cop went by, and I had stuck my thumb out to the cop and didn't know it until he passed me. And then he took a right-hand turn at the next street, and I was sure that he was turning around to come see what I was doing and mess with me and maybe give me a ticket or something like that. And so I was waiting for him to come up on me, and he never did. He just turned and went wherever he was going. So I kept walking, and I was walking across this bridge, and I was looking at all the debris and stuff that was on the shoulder of the bridge, and I got about halfway across, and there was this 45 gun clip laying on the side of the road, and I picked it up, and I kind of, when I first saw it, I didn't really know what it was. I thought it was maybe like some sort of toy or something. I picked it up, and it's full of bullets. These bullets that are about the size of my pinky finger. And there was brass in the back, and then like kind of a copper color in the front at the tip. And there was a scratch on the corner of the clip that looked like it had, you know, been thrown out of a car. And it made me really uncomfortable just having the bullets in my hand. I felt like they were going to explode on at any moment, or if I drop one, it was going to blow my foot off or something. But I kept playing with them anyway, and I took all the bullets out of the clip, and I was starting to put them back in, and I was sort of rotating, putting a bullet back in, and then sticking my thumb out when a car would go by. And I had gotten almost all the way across the bridge, and a red pickup truck pulled off, and I ran up and looked into the cab, and the guy says, "Hey, how you doing, buddy? Where are you headed?" And I'm headed north. And, "Well, I'm going to Chapel Hill. I can, you know, at least get you there." And I said, "You know, anything would help, man. Really appreciate it." Got into the car, and he says, "Where are you from?" "Durham." "How about you?" "I'm from Sanford, but I'm in the process of trying to get the hell out of North Carolina." And I said, "Oh, really? You know, where are you headed? What's going on?" And, "I'm trying to get out to San Francisco. I'm going to have to go to Lexington, Kentucky and stay with a friend for a month before I go out there. But and save some money. But San Francisco is the destination." And I was like, "Oh man, that's great, you know. I love San Francisco." And I said, "When's the get out of town date?" And it was a Monday, and he's like, "It's Wednesday." But my car mechanic's giving me the runaround. You know, I'm trying to get my car fixed, and it's been sitting in the parking lot for a week. Every time I talk to him, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow." Never fucking works on the thing. He's like, Wednesday comes, I'm either getting on a bus, or he'll have that car fixed and I'll be able to drive. You know, I kind of don't want to leave without the car. I've never really been without a car before. Well, that's not true. I lived in D.C. in the 90s and didn't have a car there and got around okay. And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, once you get out to the Bay, you'll probably be able to get around public transit pretty easily. Lexington might be kind of hard, but..." He's like, "Yeah, you know, whatever I got to do, but I'm leaving on Wednesday." And start kind of chuckling. We end up talking about living in all the different towns we've lived in. Living on the West Coast, living on the East Coast, living in the country, living in the city, and all the differences, and positives and negatives. I say, "You know, I mean, I just feel like I'm addicted to that energy of when you first get to a place and the energy when you're about to leave a place. That, you know, 2 months before you leave and you're getting rid of all your stuff and you're saying goodbye to people, and you know you only got like a 1 week left at your job, and you know, I just love all that. but the long haul is, you know, not good at the long haul. I'm always kind of ready to jump ship at any moment. And he's like, man, you were telling my story, you know. He's like, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like San Francisco, and we'll be able to settle down there and hopefully make something that'll stick. And, well, I wish you the best, man, you know. And conversation sort of pitters out. And after a little silence, I say, I'm Michael, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Sinzin. Wow, that's an interesting name. You mind if I ask you about it? Like, how do you spell it? And he's like, C-Y-N-Z-Y-N. And, well, I'm a dancer, and when I first took a name, it was Sinzin. And Sin is the name of the moon god. And then I thought, if you're going to sin once, you might as well sin twice, you know? So Sinzin for a long time. And then, you know, after a while, I started getting into spirituality and changed it to Sinzin, because I felt like that was more appropriate. And my friends now, really, my good friends, know me as Sinzin, because I've completely given up sinning. I've just given it up. And I was like, wow, man, that sounds like a tall order. And he's like, you know, actually, it's not that bad. You know, it's pretty good. And doesn't really say much else about it. And wondering if he meant like he gave up believing in sin, or if he had given up some, you know, had actually given up some idea of what a sin is. And giving up doing those things. By this time, we were pulling into Chapel Hill, and he was getting to where he needed to go. And I thanked him for the ride and wished him the best of luck in San Francisco. And he said, yeah, good luck to you too, buddy. And I hopped out. There must be some kind of way out of here.